So when I went to the Hornby Island Blues Workshop, like I said, I had some faith in myself that music was something I could have a career in, but absolutely hearing from artists such as David Gogo, Alan McIlwain, you know, Doug Cox, Ken Whiteley, all these people coming up to me and giving me positive feedback and telling me to keep on singing and saying, you know, nice pipes and, you know, all that really kind of hit home. A big part of it, I would say, is David Gogo too, because his age, you know, that's roughly 10 years away from where I am. And I could see myself doing what he was doing. I hope someday, I hope to be playing that much and to be working that hard in music. And, you know, I don't want to sacrifice everything, but I want music to be an integral part of my everyday life. And I want to see if I can make it, you know, on the road the way that the big boys do. I had no formal training. I did take 1 year at Malaspina College, the jazz vocal. I didn't finish the program, so I didn't do the full 2 years. The first year, you know, I really wasn't ready to be in college, so I didn't go to class a lot, and I didn't put what I could have put into that. Now might be a better time for me, but what I really learned the most from was the cover band, I think. Doing, you know, that for 3.5 years and playing every weekend in bars and to sometimes to no one, sometimes to a full house, I learned most about the music business and about what I was capable of doing on those weekends, you know. This festival experience has been a great first start into seeing how it all works, and because I've done a lot of different gigs but never a festival before, so it's been a great experience. It's funny how I never really realized my own voice until other people mentioned it, and then I started to realize my own voice and my own power, I think. I can't sleep and I can't pretend, thinking back on love I thought would never end. After a school musical that I was in, my father came to see it and said, wow, you can really sing, and got me into his band that he was jamming with. And I sang a few songs with them, you know, in the bars, but most of the time I had to stay back in the green room because I was younger and wasn't supposed to be there. And even just that did help me to sort of realize, oh, okay, so there's something there. Sure, the music teacher had given me a solo in the musical and all that, but I guess I didn't really register. Like I said, I let it go after that because I left home and there was more important things to deal with at the time. But later on, it sort of came back that it was something I wanted to do. I wanted to sing, and it really makes me feel good, and that's why I do it. Because there's a lot more to it than just singing in the business part of it. So I do it because I love it, and I love people. I love to make people feel either sadness or happiness. I just love to drag that emotion out of people and also release all these emotions as I'm doing that. You know, I think it's a beautiful exchange between the performer and the audience. Very little formal training. That's why people ask me all the time, why won't you teach singing lessons? And I say, well, it's hard for me to teach you how to do what I do when, like I said, I sang along with records as a kid. And then I've definitely worked on it since then. I try to copy certain styles so that I can learn to do different things with my voice. But I also want to have my own style. And I think it's getting there more and more every day. People that have heard me over the years have definitely said they've noticed a difference in, you know, 5 years ago and now. So that's a really special thing when someone comes up to me and says, wow, you know, you were good before, but you're just growing and growing still. And that's the most important thing. If I don't feel a little bit nervous up there, there's something wrong. The whole point of it is to be a little bit, you know, sick feeling and still go up there and kick butt. What the body remembers. I've always been a bit of a dramatic person too. So I, when I was a kid, I liked to put on little plays and skits and act. So there's definitely the entertainer side of me. I'm not just a singer that feels afraid getting up there. I do enjoy the performance aspect of it, which makes it easier for me than for some people who have amazing talent and feel it's difficult getting up there. It's definitely weird signing CDs and stuff like that for me. It's just starting up now. And so I'll learn about that connection that people want to make with me that comes outside of the singing. I've been writing since I was a little girl, and actually that's sort of funny that I wrote so much as a young person and it released so much for me. And then I did sort of, like I said, stop doing a lot of things that were good for me for a while there. It's hard to get it back to where it was when I was younger. There was just like this free-flowing thing happening there that I can't really get back. I've been working at it, and I co-wrote on two of the songs on the EP. I've written a lot of songs. I just don't know if they showcase my voice. I want to showcase my voice first and my songwriting ability when I feel like it's up to par second, but I definitely want to be, you know, known as singer-songwriter. I think I have that potential. There's things that I have to say, and there's, you know, emotions I want to touch on that can't always be touched on singing someone else's song. So absolutely, I'm going to continue to work on my writing. All the different venues and all the supportive community that I, you know, that I come from, I've been really lucky to be able to go and try out new songs at the Arrington Hall, or you know, to come down on CHLY and sit on the show and try a song that I don't know what the response is going to be. And I'm lucky to have those venues to try and then know that something's going to work or not going to work so that I can bring it to the festival. It's a learning process all the time for me. So many influences. I really listen to a lot of different styles of music. I mean, obviously I did listen to Janis Joplin a lot, and I won't deny that. I mean, if people just said I sounded like her and I'd never listened to her, that would be kind of funny. But I did listen to her a lot. I did sing along with her a lot. I really enjoyed her. Van Morrison, big influence. Bob Dylan, huge influence. The list just goes on. Santana, I listened to a lot. You know, I really like the 70s. I was really into kind of Woodstock and the whole, you know, hippie thing. That was really where I was at. And then I also got into world beat music. When I left home, I met so many different races on Commercial Drive when I was living in East Vancouver, so I learned about Portuguese music and Brazilian music and so many other beautiful things, you know, that I hadn't heard at home. I like classical, I like country, I like it all. It's really hard for me. You'll hear that in any album I probably put out. It's hard for me to just pick one. I don't want to get stuck just in the blues genre. That, you know, people want to be easy to market, but it's difficult for me to just pick one style. Hopefully you just hear soul in my voice, and that's the main, no matter what I'm singing, I just want to get that passion across. Way in the water, way in the water now, children, way in the water. Inspiration, geez. Other artists sometimes really do inspire me. There's sometimes I'll see someone and go, wow, like, I know how hard it is to put it all out there. I know how hard it is to write really good songs that come straight from you and not to just cop out and use someone else's songs. So when I see someone that's worked really hard, it inspires me to work hard. You know, when I see a woman that is strong with her guitar and her voice, it makes me want to be stronger with my guitar playing. When I hear a guy wail on the harmonica, it makes me want to be stronger with that instrument. There's all kinds of inspiration coming all the time, you know, life.